This is the Show It Off podcast, where we are building self-esteem and learning how to be shamelessly and unapologetically confident. I am your host, Sarah Faye Schaff. I am a confidence coach, creator of the confidence building online course Peacock School, and a yoga and meditation teacher. Each Monday, you can count on true stories, inspiring messages, tools that work, and even an occasional educational interview, all to support you on your journey to confidence like you've never experienced before. If you are ready to take inspired action, I'm very excited for you, because Peacock School, 11 days of practices to build confidence, will be available again soon. You guys, this is daily Facebook Lives, a supportive community, and guidance to implementing just one tool per day to help you have radical self-love. It's amazing. You're going to love it. And if you don't believe me, you can check out the video testimonials at sarahfaeschaff.com from the people who have taken it before. Now, while you're there, go ahead and enter your email so you can receive some free gifts, like the free video series I created called Yoga for Confidence to help you start learning how to do yoga and how to implement that into your life. Also, the free offer Confident Morning, helping you start your day in a way that makes you feel more self-loving, build more self-esteem. So go get that, because I made it for you and it will surely support you on your journey to build confidence. Okay, it's time to start the episode. So get ready, because I'm about to show it off. Hi, Monica. Thank you so much for being here. Why don't you just start off with telling me who you are and what you do?
Hi, Sarah. Nice being here. It's such an honor to be in your podcast. So I'm Monica, and I am a mama of an 8-year-old boy, and I have been married with my Prince Charming for 10 years. And full-time I'm working in finance, but part-time I have a passion in helping busy moms taking care of themselves.
Oh, I love that. You have a full plate. I love it.
Yes, I do. Actually, I wear a lot of hats during the day, so it's pretty challenging to do that every day. But, you know, I handle. It's called time management.
That's right. And that is a lot about what excited me about finding your Instagram page and why I wanted to have you on the podcast, because we talk a lot about self-love. Yes. And we talk a lot about healthy lifestyle and implementing, you know, being able to do all of it.
Exactly.
And how, right?
Yeah.
But for me personally, and I know a lot of the women, especially mamas who listen to this show, were like, yeah, I want to eat healthy. I want to work out. I want to be a good mom and an exceptional wife and all the things. How do I manage it all? And when I saw that you do food prepping, that's what made me hit that follow button. Everything about your page is gorgeous.
Thank you. I highly appreciate.
Yes, but that food prepping, and also what I love is your Miracle Morning Challenge.
Yes.
So I'm hoping maybe you can, because I also agree with you. I've heard you say that starting your day, how you start your day really makes a big difference in whether or not you feel like you are in control and can manage your life, right?
Exactly. So actually everything started with that, because when I started my wellness journey 4 years ago, my son never slept his nights, right? So he was waking up very early in the morning. Like I'm talking about sometimes 5:30 a.m., sometimes 6. Mm-hmm. And I was working in corporate life. I had a job like 10, 12 hours a day. But I wanted so much to get healthier and have a more active lifestyle. And the only way I could do it was to do it before he woke up. Mm-hmm. So I started to wake up 5 a.m. and working out right away, because it was the only time I had. And I had to work with that. So I had to find ways. I had a very big why, I might say.
Yes.
And that motivated me. And I've been doing a morning routine since then. It's been 4 years. But definitely, I work on that. It doesn't happen overnight, right? You just need to do it step by step and have patience and optimize it as it goes, right? So.
Yes. So you started off with just with the workouts, which is amazing. But now I know that you do a lot more with your morning routine.
Yes.
Can you share with us a little bit about that?
So actually, what I think is very important, if to make it like it says that in order to form a habit, you need to make it pleasant, right? Mm. So I really try to make it pleasant for me, and I try different ways. And first of all, I wake up at 4:30, which I know is crazy, but I'm excited. I'm not jumping out of bed, but I'm excited to do what I have to do because it's my time. And I reserve 1 hour in like a little bit of meditation. I practice that. It's not like it's a practice that takes time again. So I do a little bit of meditation. And then I have some flashcards with my goals and the steps I need to take every day to achieve my goals. So I check those. And then I have a planner where I check and I plan my day. And what else I do? And definitely I write in my journal a little bit of gratitude, a little bit of what I'm grateful for and what great things happened in the past 24 hours. So that takes me around like, I don't know, 15, 20 minutes. Mm-hmm. And then I love to read a little bit. I have some motivational books that I read a little bit, some personal development, and then I go to work out.
I love it. You know, you and I are literally doing the exact same thing every morning at the exact same time. And that makes me feel so happy that we don't even know each other, yet there are these two mamas in different parts of the world doing the exact same thing at the exact same time. That just warms my heart and makes me remember we're all connected. Yeah,
it is. It's crazy. And it's crazy how life-changing it is, right? And yes. I studied a lot with intention. Like I try to have intention for the day, right? Because I think that's important. A lot of things happen throughout the day, and it's important to be intentional in what we do. So,
yes.
Yeah. But I try to get back. Actually, I'm from Montreal. So actually, I'm Romanian.
Okay.
And I moved to Canada 13 years ago.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
Cool. That's so, we're so far away from each other. Yeah, we're just right there.
Yes, yes.
And I see that you you sometimes work out with your husband. Yeah?
Yes, we work. Actually, I don't know if, but we met at a fitness trainer class.
Oh, my that gosh. Was...
So we met here. We met here. He's French. And I was working from home and I wanted to do something, right? And I started to work out. That was 10 years ago. And long story short, again, there at the gym, fitness changed my life because moving here, I was like very depressed.
Mm.
So like years ago, I started to work out and then I decided, you know what, maybe I should be a fitness trainer. So I went to the fitness trainer classes, but I wanted to do them in French because we speak French here
as well,
which was very challenging. And there, there I met my husband at the fitness trainer classes. So we have this in common, which is extraordinary. Yeah.
Yes, that is extraordinary.
Yeah, so we have this passion in common, and yes, we work out together almost every morning. Depends on the program, but we love to do that. It saves a lot of time, right?
And it looks like, yeah, that's amazing. I know so many women right now are like, okay, it's possible. I can have a man who works out with me. And like people are always asking me, where do you meet great men? That's the best answer
yes.
I've ever heard.
You meet them where you have a passion for, definitely.
Yes,
because
I love that.
It really helped me, you know, like not all, I might say not everybody is supportive in what you do, but showing by example, being an example at the end, they will follow. And there are different ways of supporting your partner, right? Maybe he doesn't want to work out with you, but he will say, you know what? Go work out. I'm okay. I take care of the kids, right? So we need to appreciate any way of support. They don't have to do what we do, right?
Absolutely. I love that. So, okay. I am a mom. I'm an unattached mama, which means I do this on my own. You know, my daughter's dad doesn't live on the island with me. And I love being healthy. I prioritize my health and my workouts, like all the morning routine. And I feel like the area where I am, like, could use some more support is the whole grocery shopping, food, cooking. I pretty much make the same few things all the time. My daughter thinks my food is so boring. And she's like, she's absolutely right. So can you, like, share a little bit of how someone would get started or, like, you know, what do you have something already implemented that helps women start food planning or meal prepping?
So first of all, nutrition is the biggest point in any wellness journey. Like, you can work out so much if you don't take care of your nutrition. You know, we don't need to destroy everything in the kitchen, right? And I learned a lot in nutrition. Actually, I'm certified in a nutrition program because I'm not passionate about cooking, but I'm passionate about taking care of myself. And I just try to find ways in eating healthy and what works for me. And first of all, it's about education. You need to educate yourself. But at the same time, there is so much information on the internet that we get so confused. Like, okay, what should I eat at the end, right?
Yes.
So the fact that I follow a nutrition plan that totally helped me was because I'm a very organized person. I was always like that. And I always needed to know how much I eat and what I need to eat. That was important for me in order to stay on track. And again, it's just about practice. It's knowing the group of foods you need to eat. It's about knowing what works for your body. And that takes a lot of time in discovering. And then takes a lot of practice about planning. Meal planning, it's not complicated, but needs a lot of practice. So okay. I just can't describe how we do it. So first of all, our meal planning is mostly on Thursday. Definitely I meal plan with my husband. So we check, okay, what would we love to eat? And we have like the group of foods and okay, we want to eat this fruit. We want to eat these veggies and we make the grocery list. Okay. And then we go do groceries with a grocery list. That's so important because otherwise you spend so much money yes. on food that you don't need. And definitely you need to go to the grocery stores already full, like drink water, eat an apple, just don't go starving there.
Yes.
Because again, you're going to spend a lot of money. And we do our groceries on Friday and we stick with the grocery list. And then we prep together. Like, that is so important. It's a family wow. activity. Sometimes we imply our son and our son help us when he feels like it's normal. Mm-hmm. It's a kid. But you know, when we started to do all this meal plan, he knows us just meal prepping. And yeah. you know, the way I meal prep might not work for you. So you need to find your way. But for us, it works to prep once per week. So actually we prepare on Sunday, we block a time and we do, as I call it, batch cooking. So
okay.
I love using the oven. Everything in the oven. I'm busy.
Yeah.
So actually, I just do it very easy because I'm a busy mom. I say, you know, I have those veggies. We cut them. We put them in the oven. We put this meat in the oven or whatever we cook chicken.
Uh-huh.
And they cook at the same time. So we win time, right?
Wow.
And while that cooks in the oven, I don't know, I can prepare the muffins or whatever I have to cook. And definitely meal prep means also to prepare already your veggies. Like, if you can make sure your fridge is filled with veggies and fruits, you are already on track. And I have a trick to share with you all is that what I discovered with my son, for example, he comes starving from school.
Right.
And he always wants, I want bread, I want cookies, whatever.
Yeah,
and
carb.
I already have prepared a plate of veggies. So
wow.
I pre-cut it. And it's covered. And when he comes home, I put on the table the plate of veggies. He has tomatoes, cucumbers, peppers, whatever, with a little bit of hummus. And he dips in that. You have no idea. He doesn't
yeah.
even realize. So the secret is like finding your way. And the secret is make sure you have veggies, fruits, proteins, healthy and good carbs in your pantry, in your fridge, pre-cut before and just find block that time because a lot don't have time, right? And
yes.
And also
this is brilliant.
I'm glad I could help. And in the evening we just have like some pre-cut salads and we keep it very simple. This is how it works for us. And definitely another thing, we have like specific days and you know we are humans. So Friday we have our pizza evening. Saturday we eat and we watch a movie. So we try also to make it fun.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, I love that. Okay. Literally before this interview, I was hungry. Mm-hmm. I opened up my fridge. I see head of broccoli. I see
exactly.
peppers. And I'm like, I don't want to mess with any of this stuff. I want to eat immediately, you know? Like, yeah. I want to be eating. I don't want to be cooking. I'm hungry.
Exactly.
You know? So I basically just grab like some salami and like a scoop of peanut butter. I
mean, yes.
Bad. I'm like anything what I could put in my mouth right now.
Yeah.
So you have that.
You're
so ahead of the game.
Yes, it needs to be in the fridge. Listen, it's never perfect. It's not always working. Some weekends we are exhausted, but we yeah. make sure we have our lunches with us. Yes. We make sure and all the time cut the veggies before and have fruits in hand already washed if possible and grab it. Yeah.
I love that.
That's I hope so it helps.
And like why this is important in my opinion is that it's so easy for us to put like the basics in the on the back burner. Everyone yes. knows we have to eat every day, you know? Yes. And if it's like, okay, I'm busy, I'm focusing on this, crap, now I'm hungry. And then what happens, right, is that it's a cycle.
Yeah.
Oh, I ate McDonald's for lunch today, so, you know, screw it. I might as well just have cake for dinner or whatever.
Yes, like, I know.
Like, it gets worse and worse. And then you feel bad because you slipped up on eating healthy
exactly.
or you're playing a game. And
you feel guilty and it's worse.
Yes.
It's just about the and it's about giving ourselves some grace because it's normal, right? It's normal to crave, but it's about how much, right? Like you just yeah. try it, and then it's good to keep. I might say those things that attract us, right? That triggers us away, but again, that comes with so much practice. It doesn't happen overnight.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, I am going to try this out and I'm going to document it on the Show It Off Instagram page, and I'm going to tag you
so oh,
that
it's
you
so kind.
Can see that I'm what I'm doing. And anybody who's listening who wants to also try either a morning routine, and we talk about that a lot in the show, and or food prepping,
yes,
let us know because we would love, right, to hear about your progress and what sucks and what's amazing.
It'd be my pleasure.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
And super fun because you always learn, right? You learn what how. And also another tip I have about meal prepping, I have collection of recipes that I love, and I just put them in a. I have them in a binder, and sometimes I just pick one and I do that. Like if you can find recipes that healthy recipes that you love, and put them together, and you will be surprised how many you can collect, and you just
yes.
use them over and over again. Like you
yes.
can cycle them, right?
I love that. I have some on my Pinterest board that I've saved and never, ever opened again. So I like the idea of putting it like on something that I can hold and touch
yes.
in my kitchen on a binder. That's a great tip.
Okay, I'm glad.
Yes. So like, can you share with us a little bit about what it was like for you to like start this inspiring other women to focus on their health? Because you told me you're doing finance.
Yes.
You say full-time, yeah?
Yes, yes. I'm so working in accounting.
What happened? Oh. Yeah, tell me the story about how that shifted from you. I'm a mom, I'm a wife, I'm like, I like to work out and I do finance. Why and how did you start do the same?
So actually everything happened. So as I shared before, I was a fitness trainer before having my son, right? So I
yeah.
was already taking care of people at the gym. And once I got pregnant, I couldn't. Pregnancy was not an easy one. I became lazy, I might say it's true. I tried to find excuses and all that. Then I had my baby, then sleepless night, we all know. And at one point, I went to the beach with my husband and we just checked the pictures. And he showed me the pictures like normal. And I just saw a picture with myself. And from outside, like an observer, I didn't like what I saw. And I was seeing myself in the future. And I was telling myself, if I continue this way, where I'm going to be, right? And I don't know, it just crossed, like was crazy, the feeling I had. And listen, I was a normal person, but I was working
great.
A lot. I had a baby at home and I definitely was not taking care of myself. And then I just took the decision, you know what, I think it's time to do something. But, you know, it's so hard to describe this type of decisions because they come, I might say sudden, right? You just have that feeling like, hey, Monica, you need to do something with yourself. You have like a slap on your face that you know when you feel it.
Yes.
It's just coming, right? So yes. I've decided, and the only way I could do it was to work out from home, which I'm doing, because it served me the best. And I started, and listen, I've been working out consistently 4 or 5 days a week for 4 years, which is insane.
So great.
I cannot even believe myself. And there were a lot of changes. So the first time I had great physical results that I was very surprised, but was exercise with nutrition. I had a nutrition plan and I kept it by the book. Like I didn't touch anything else. Was by the book. I'm still surprised because it's not easy, but I was so determined. It's crazy. If I look back, it's insane. And I had definitely the support of my husband, because when I started, he was already going to the gym. And I felt behind. I said, hey, he's going. What am I going to do? Right? I had to keep it up with him. And I said, listen, I'm starting this and I want you to support me. Like we had an honest couple conversation. And I told him, I want you to support me. I want you to eat like me. I want you to train like me. Otherwise, I don't know if I'm going to succeed. And God bless him. He was in from the first moment. And we did it together. And after the physical results that came in a time, because we talk about long-term results, right? It's never happening overnight. Because if you lose weight, or that's not healthy if you do it fast. You never do it for the wedding. You never do it for the graduation. I don't know. You do it for a lifestyle.
Yes.
So I had great physical results. And then it started to become mental as well, right? I became more confident. I became more, I don't know, courageous, more brave in talking to others. It was crazy. And after that, I decided, you know what? I'm gonna pay it forward, because it saved my life. And I said, I'm gonna pay it forward to others. So that's why I'm sharing all this. And I try to share, and I try to, my mission is to make people understand that exercise is not a punishment for what you ate yesterday, but it's actually a celebration that you have two legs, two hands. Like you are here fully. And also for the food, that it's a fuel, right? It's not a restriction. We don't talk about deprivation.
Yes.
So it helped me so much that I had to pay it forward. Otherwise, it would be selfish.
Oh, I love that. I love that. It's all about the self-love. And
it's all about the self-love.
Yes, the benefit of building confidence from your choices, and the discipline behind it is very inspiring.
And you cannot imagine how much discipline you can be, but you always need to keep in your head the why. Why you do it? You do it for your key. Why not for you? For whom? If it's hard to do it for you, then you need to think about the loved ones.
Yes.
Do it for them. You know, it's crazy powerful. I'm telling you.
I love that. I'm feeling so inspired and motivated and excited myself.
You're very kind.
No, you're doing so great at what you do. And I feel like for me, I've been focusing more on discipline. And I have my journaling in the morning is the Start Today journal.
I love it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And she asks at the bottom, what's the one thing you're going to do today to get you closer to these goals? Essentially, I'm paraphrasing. That's how I read it. And so I've been writing at the bottom, be disciplined, because it's easy for me to like be really great, you know, like sometimes or off, like once in a while with like my workouts and my, I love working out. So for me, that's kind of an easy one, but it's the eating, you know, part that, I trip up on sometimes. And, you know, like for instance, if I'm tired or if I'm stressed or emotional, it's harder for me to stay with my greens and my, you know, so healthy food. I want the sugar and I want the carbs and the salts and the grease, you know. And so that's why for me, focusing on discipline in a way that's really, like you said, self-loving and not self-punishment, celebrating the fact that I have this body, remembering my daughter and how much energy she has and how I want to keep up and how much I'm putting out into the world with my work. You have to be able to fuel that. You have to come from a full plate, right?
Definitely. Yeah. Yeah. And this is what I'm thinking about. If you don't fill the cup, you know, like I start my day with myself in order to pour into others after, either it's at work, in the family.
Yes.
You have to, we cannot go exhausted at work, or we cannot be exhausted for our kids. And mostly we are exhausted because we just don't make that time to take care of ourselves, either it's physically or mentally, or, you know, from nutritional point of view.
Yes, I absolutely know what you mean. And I think that that piece of making it easy, just putting in a little bit of work one day of week so that it's easier yes. for the rest of the week to eat healthy is really the piece that I've been missing. I buy the food. I buy the kale, and then it sits in my fridge, and I'm just like, oh, I don't yes. want to like deal with this right now. So I'm so excited to start doing that for myself, because I really think that's going to bring my self-love game up to the next level. And I know that anybody listening is going to, you know, think about doing the same thing. And if they do that, if they take action on the inspiration, I like to call it inspired action, then they will also reap the benefits that you've set such a beautiful example of sharing. Now, I want to ask you, can you tell us if you have any sort of like program or ebook, or is there anything that you offer the women that you're inspiring, who follow you, who that they can like buy or download or anything like that, that we can pass along?
So definitely. So first of all, I have a blog where I try to put as much value as I can, even if like it's sometimes it's hard to do everything right.
I know.
But I need to optimize that place, and I want to be more present in that place, where I share, like I have even an article about groceries with your family. I have an article about meal prepping. So I have different tips and tricks there. But I also organize groups. I organize accountability groups where we are like a community of ladies that support each other, uplifting each other. We uplift each other. We help each other. We share, you know, meals and workout selfies and things like that. And I have definitely I have what I love a lot. I have a free community. So I invite people to the free community, ladies that are interested. And once per month, I talk 5 days about a different subject. I had like a team about, I talk about meal prepping for 5 days. I talk about self-love in February. So each month I have a subject, a wellness subject to talk about, and that I try to offer, including like different workbooks, because I love a lot personal development. And I know that if you don't implement what you hear, next day you're not gonna do anything.
That's right.
So it's about workbooks. It's about I share meal plans. I share a grocery list. So it's so much value. So much yes. value that
I have joined that everybody... community, and it's amazing. I love it, and I love how you make it really easy on your Instagram page. You have that link tree, and you can select the button of which thing people want to join.
Yes. Thank you. Yes, yes. So actually, I just tried to make it that easy to access. But even on Instagram, I share different tips and tricks on my stories. So because you know why? I love helping, but you have no idea how accountable that makes me be.
Yes. No, I do know.
Sharing.
I do know.
You know, like the best way to learn is to teach others. That's it. It's like, that's why I decided to do that, you know. I can stay accountable if I show to others that it's possible, and I'm not allowed to give up, and I'm not allowed to skip.
That's right.
I'm allowed to stop, to like take a break, but never give up. And, you know, those ladies are keeping me accountable.
That's right. They sure are. I love that. So I will have all of the links to Monica's page on the show notes. But for people just listening and they just want to know, will you just say what your Instagram handle is and where they can find your blog and stuff?
Yes. Yeah, so actually my Instagram is Live Balanced with Monica. And there I have in the links in my bio, I have all the links for my blog and the groups and a bunch of in the last article. I always put the last blog article there. But my main platform is Instagram. And I'm also on Facebook, awesome. Which is connected. Yeah. So I'm present there as well.
Same name on Facebook. Yeah.
Same name. Yes. Yeah.
I love that. And so, like I said, you guys, I'm going to put in the show notes the link to Monica's page, and you, it will behoove you to hit that follow button and join her amazing community. And you guys will see me on there too. And I haven't shared any workout selfies yet, but I love that, and I will. And I'm definitely going to share my meal prepping journey, because I'm such a newbie and I can use all the support possible. And I feel like everything's more fun with friends, right?
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. You have so many, you know, when you share the positive things and the struggles, we learn so much from each other. That's actually the idea of a community,
right?
That's right. To learn from each other and to know, oh, wait a second, I'm not by myself here.
That's right.
That's very important.
I really love how you mentioned that you are, like, by teaching, you're being your best student.
The teacher.
Yes,
yeah.
Yes. And I feel the exact same way. That's why I became a yoga teacher, because I wanted to be the best yoga student that I could be. Mm. And after 11 years of teaching yoga, I realized what the most important part of the yoga journey was to me was the self-love and confidence building aspect that it gave me. Yeah. And I also know that I am not done learning, and I am not done growing and bettering myself and challenging myself. And because I have this amazing community of people who are willing to build confidence, like my show-offs, I call them, I know that I'm being held accountable, that I'm like being supported also by them to like keep leveling up. And every time I'm like, okay, I up level, now I'm good, and then I get comfortable and I'm like, okay, let's bring it up another notch, guys. And it feels so good to just like, wow, I can just love myself even more. I can find more worth, I can find more ways to love myself and treat myself well. And like these tips and tricks and really powerful tools that you're sharing, to me, are really the cornerstone of that work. Because you don't just talk about food, you don't just talk about workout, but you also tie it in with the meditation
mindset.
And the self-love and the positive mindset. Exactly, the mindset.
Definitely.
I think when I first found you is because you quoted Marie Forleo.
Yes.
I think that was how I found you.
Which I love.
Yeah, it was like, I follow the hashtag everything is figure outable. And you hashtagged that. And because we have a book club and we read Everything is Figure Outable a few months back. And I was like, I always like to see like, oh, who, what other women are following the same hashtags as me? And you quoted her. And I was like, oh yeah, I saw your page. I'm like, this is my kind of woman, you know?
So, oh, you're so
just
kind.
Building community, and that it's like, we all care about the same things, you know, and finding each other. We're not strangers. We're new friends with similar interests.
Exactly, exactly. And just want to make a point that mindset is so important in any journey you take. If you don't work on your mindset, because you know, motivation comes and go, it's dedication and it's commitment that keeps you. And you cannot be committed if you don't discover yourself and if you don't invest some time in personal development. The personal development is not for weirdos.
That's right.
Right. If you want to level up, you need to do personal development, and it's not that scary. It's actually amazing.
It's so amazing, and sometimes a little bit scary. But when we face it, it gets braver, and we demystify it, and it's not scary anymore. But it's only when we shove it down that it's scary, in my opinion. You know,
exactly. So, yeah, that was a big game changer for me. Personal development as well. I'm trying to do it every day for like 15-20 minutes.
It's so huge. It adds up so much. I know. I'm kind of obsessed with personal development. My friends laugh at me. You know, they think I'm silly and dorky. And then they turn to me when they're like, wait a minute, I'm doing this pattern. I'm spiraling. And, you know, and I'm like, that's okay. I've got a book for that. Or I've got an episode for that. Like, don't you worry. And
Exactly.
It isn't that popular of a subject, though. It's true. And, like, I've been thinking of shifting the terminology of, like, self-help book to self-love books, you know. I think people are afraid to admit that they need help sometimes, but
exactly that's very true. That's very true. And I want to make like one of the things I share also in my free community and my groups, I depending on like I'm doing like an evaluation, like I have kind of like how can I say, like a form, right?
Yes.
Where the person that it's interesting receives a lot of questions, or I can do that by phone or by Skype, right? And we talk about goals and struggles and everything. And after that, I give suggestions. And one of the suggestions I give is specific books to read. Like, you are have problem with procrastinating, eat that frog.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
You have, yeah. So I'm trying to give suggestions. I'm trying the same to connect, to try to make them start doing this self-love reading.
I love it. Monica, you're doing such great work in the world. Thank you so much.
Oh, you're very kind.
Being yourself and sharing who you are. And I just love that the fact that you were brave enough and confident enough to start this Instagram page, to put yourself out there, to share what you know. That way someone all the way over here in Hawaii can find you and love you and get inspired.
Thank
and improve
you.
Their life from you. And all the other women, we have women and men too, I'm sure, but mostly women who listen from all over the world. And I'm just like seeing the trickle down effect of that one choice you made to show up. So thank you so
definitely.
Much. So thank you for being on the show.
Thank you.
The time.
Thank you for inviting me. It was such a pleasure.
Yay, you're great. I love your voice. I love hearing your talk, and I love what you do. So everybody just remember,
likewise.
Yeah, connect with Monica. I love how you say your name, Monica, on
Monica.
Instagram. And join the community and look out for me there. And let's all support each other as we bring our self-love up another level, and we get ahead of the game, we organize, we strategize, and we feel so supported as we get healthier in our minds and our bodies and our spirits. Thank you so much, Monica.
Thank you. What an honor. Thank you, sir.
You. I will be keeping in touch with you, and I'll be talking to you soon. Thank you so much.
If you like the Show It Off podcast, then you will also like the Show It Off book club. I have hand-selected a library of books that will empower you and keep you on track with your confidence-building goals. Reading has always been a huge love of mine, and if it weren't for the books that I feel like are my friends that have taught me so much, I just don't know where I would be now. That is why I started the Show It Off book club, and I hope you will join the club. It's free, it's fun, it's easy. How to join? Just go to @showitoffpodcast page on Instagram, follow the page, see the post where I list all of the books on the list. It's a picture of a stack of books. I will help you find it. Start your own empowering library. Tune in each Friday for the conversation starter videos I post of the chapters we are on, and I'll post them on the Show It Off podcast Instagram page. If you can read 1 to 3 chapters a week, you will be set. If you can't, you can still see the videos anytime, but it would be amazing if you were able to leave comments and share your thoughts with the chapters we're on with the group in real time. This is to help you really integrate the high vibe thoughts you need to be a part of your life in order to truly embody being deeply self-loving and shamelessly and unapologetically confident. So join the Show It Off book club today. Every play of this show means the world to me. Thank you for your time and for listening. I'd love to hear from you now. Questions and comments are welcomed at showitoffpodcast@gmail.com. Thank you for subscribing to the Show It Off podcast. And if you have a moment, if you could leave a review on iTunes, it would help other people to find this message of confidence. You could also help someone build confidence by texting this episode to at least one person now. Being self-loving means being authentic, bold, and confident. So shamelessly and unapologetically, show it off.